Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So this is the request from the school board to put the option to elect the school superintendent on the primary ballot. I do have an issue with the ballot that they're asking it to go on. Primary, by virtue of its name, is not a final vote. And if you look at other things across the state, we generally don't put deciding things on a primary ballot.
Yeah, Ashley Hoffberger is right. This is the county commission meeting. And if you don't remember the history here, the school board in 2018, in the general election, we voted barely, it was a very close vote, to go for an appointed instead of an elected superintendent, right? I mean, the vote was literally 50.37% to 49.63%. The difference was, 900 votes. It was very close, out of 123,000. So we went to an appointed superintendent, then we had Tim Smith, that went away, and now we have Keith Leonard, that's fantastic. But now the school board is putting back on the ballot the idea to return to an elected superintendent. Three of them want to return, two of them do not. Paul Fetsko, Kevin Adams, and Tom Harrell are the ones who want to return to an elected and or want the issue to be available because they want to return. Carissa Bragosh and David Williams do not want to return. So they voted initially to ask the county commission to do this and put it on the primary, and the county commission kind of shot back and said, are you sure? Because the primary is a stupid idea. They were more diplomatic, but it is a stupid idea because fewer people vote in the primary. And especially like coming up in, you know, a year, the primary is going to be, I mean, what Democrats are going to even have anything to vote on? There probably won't be a Democratic primary for like the governor's race or a Democratic primary for the Congress. The only thing is when you have local offices, the only place you're going to have more than one Democratic candidate is going to be District 3. And that's the county commission, school board, ECUA, things like that. Everywhere else, the Democrats won't even have a primary to vote in. So the only thing that they would have to show up for would be this one issue. And who's going to show up to vote on this one thing? They're probably not even going to be aware that it's happening. So the problem is, hey, and also very low turnout in a primary. So instead, let's put it at the general election. That means that everybody who wants to vote will also get to answer this question. And it will do the best to include the Democrats who will otherwise not be included. And, you know, Ashley Hoffberger made that point. That's the appropriate way to do it. Mike Kohler says, I agree with you, but, you know, I already promised the school board that I would do it their way. Well, why'd you make that promise? That was a mistake. Stephen Berry basically said the same thing. You know, well, you know, I know, but I already sold it. Dude, you can't justify a bad decision by saying, well, I already promised to make a bad decision. You shouldn't have made the bad decision. You shouldn't have made the promise. So they ask Allison Rogers, and Allison Rogers, who's the county attorney, warns them that the it's not totally clear that they have the power to move it. They must put it on the ballot. Maybe they have to put it on the slice that the school board wants. And by the way, this went back to the school board, who again voted to have it on the primary. Now, they say the reason for the last time around, the proponents of the appointed superintendent, you know, pulled one over on us. And, you know, they took advantage of the process and all these activists and this money, and they barely won. And it wasn't a fair fight. And so we got to have it at the primary. Well, it's not a fair fight. That's not a reason to put it at the primary. That's a reason to put it at the general. Oh, well, if you put it on the primary, it'll be isolated. And then only the people who really care about this issue will show up to vote. Well, you're trying to disenfranchise people. Now, that's their theory. My theory is these three Republicans believe, and I think they're probably right, that putting it the primary gives it a much higher chance of passing to go back to elected because the Democrats won't be voting. The Republicans will. They think Republicans want this, and so that's what they're doing, which I think is horrible. It's something that affects us all. We should do everything we can to maximize participation on the issue. And before you say I'm for it, I really don't care. This will surprise you. I can't remember which way I voted on this last time around. I would like to say, but I can't even remember. I'm so close on the issue. I really don't think it matters. I know some people are very worked up about this, but I don't think it matters. But what I do care about is something that other people think matters, and they try to game the system to get a certain outcome. That's offensive to me. So, you know, Stephen Berry says, look, this is not my problem. you know, it's the school board's problem, and he's right about that. This is something the school board's doing wrong. But the Escambia County Commission has the opportunity to do something different. So Allison Rogers says, you know, maybe you should do is ask for an opinion from the Attorney General. Ask the Attorney General whether you really have the power to move it. Because if we move it to the general and then they sue us, then we're involved in litigation and cost, and, you know, nobody really wants that.
Can I make a motion, Allison, that we ask the Attorney General for an opinion letter?
You can make that. You can direct that my office make that written request to the Attorney General's office. Yeah, you would. I would then advise you don't vote on this item and don't schedule it for a public hearing yet.
Okay, I would like to.
One question. But Allison, I thought this was time sensitive.
We have until the end of May to finalize our action to get it on a ballot, and that would be for the primary. And if it's going on the general, we would have two more months. So.
Yeah, well, you've got at least until May. Of course, the Attorney General's put out, one advisory opinion, according to Allison, this year. James Uthmeyer, you know, not proliferate in answering these questions. So we're probably going to have to wait a month or two. But we have time. I mean, we have a lot of time, really.
Allison, what's the probability if we come back and the board happen to vote to put on the general that we could get in litigation?
Very high, based on my numbers. Very high based on the conversation I had with school board council.
So they are committed to fighting to have it where fewer people vote on it. Not a great look, school board.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to get it in litigation with our counterparts. I was simply making a statement of what was said. So
this is their, from my point, it's their issue. We've got plenty of our own.
We do.
You know, as indicated by, you know, last week, today, perhaps next week, we'll see. But, you know, this is their issue. This is their housekeeping. Whatever goes on in their house, they produce a product, send it to us. Okay. And, you know, I'd redirect unhappy folks back over there.
So don't bother me with this. It's not my circus. And he's right. Stephen Barry is right about that. But, you know, you have an opportunity to do something right. You have the opportunity to do the right thing, to make them not do the wrong thing. And I recommend that you do that.
I agree.
I actually will come back to this because John Pickens is eagerly waiting to do traffic. Go ahead,
eagerly,
John.
Eagerly. I love that. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10 eastbound starting to see just a minor delay between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Let's see here, 90, 98, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the discussion about whether to go against the school board and move correctly this to the general election, which, by the way, you know, I have a lot of criticism for Stephen Barry. If he, just do the right thing, man, and I'll support you. I will praise you for it, but instead you're like punting. It's not my problem. It's not my issue, and I told him I wouldn't. I mean, bro. Come on. You know, just, and by the way, and I have somebody to praise here in just a second. Actually, Steve Stroberger, I did not know how this was going to go because you got Lumen is very squishy on this. He doesn't want to get involved in a fight, which is weird to me because he's allowing the disenfranchising of Democrat black voters, I think. Mike Kohler and Stephen Barry and are saying, well, we told them and it's their problem. They should fix it, which they're right about that. But Ashley Hofberger and Lumen May are saying, no, let's do it at the general. And Steve Stroberger, I didn't know where he was on this, District 1.
I think it's obvious we want to maximize participation in this. It's a pretty big deal. So I agree.
Yeah, that's it. So he's with the ones who want to change it, which they're right about this.
I agree on maximum participation. You know, for those that I represent, they would want to get a vote. But I'm with you, Steve. I don't want any litigation. And
well, if we can wait on the letter from the attorney, then that'll CYA us.
Well, and she's not wrong. If you get the Attorney General's opinion, then that'll avert the litigation, right? Which is why you seek an AG opinion.
Well, see, if only. No, it may not.
But we can't not do the right thing that we all believe in. I mean, Commissioner May mentioned.
I don't want to gush, but I like Ashley is saying all the right things at all the right moments.
No, it may not.
But we can't not do the right thing that we all believe in. I mean, Commissioner May mentioned Democrats don't have a primary. We're excluding 1/5 of our community from voting on this. That's ridiculous. So we can't not do the right thing.
That's the school. That's the school board excluding those voters. That's not. I mean that.
This is where Commissioner Berry and I agree. I think we're getting in uncharted territory trying to run other boards, and I just, I agree. If they voted on it to be in the general, I'd be fine with it. They didn't. They voted for it to be in the primary, and
2018 was
general. Yeah, so for me, but that's what we're here right now, and they want to put on the primary.
So the question is why? And do we want to support that if we have the ability to move it?
Well, the voters have, from up again, the voters have supported those folks being in those seats.
And again, there is a value and a virtue to deferring to government in their sphere of authority. But the question is, why does the Escambia County Commission have a say in this at all? The school board, maybe you should say the school board should have the ability to put it straight on the ballot without having the county commission involved. But like so many other things that the commissioners have to give final sign off on, there's a reason why. Maybe it's a check and balance. Maybe it's in order to avoid doing it. You actually can't put a lot of things on the primary ballot. I think it's state issues. Have to be at the general. Why? More participation. That's the idea.
And they're not being consistent. It would be my only question. You know, and like you said, it's not a problem. But why did you put it in the general the first time around? And then you put it.
What he's getting at is that the first time this moved to having an elected, it was at the general ballot. It was at the primary ballot, actually. Then in 2018, it was on the general ballot, and now they're wanting to move it back to the primary, which seems like gamesmanship. It reads that way to me. You feel free to disagree with me. Maybe I'm being uncharitable to the school board, but that's how I read it. And since there are no good arguments for moving it to the primary, you're left with the suspicion that it's only bad motives, right? And so there you go. So what did they do? Well, they voted 3-2. Ashley Hoffberger and Steve Stroberger and Lumen May voted to ask the Attorney General for the opinion, and Steve Berry and Mike Kohler voted to defer to the school board, and so now we have to wait and find out if James Uthmeyer will answer his email. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and hey, if you need to solve a home improvement project or get some supplies or get advice, or if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware can do that for you. Man, they're just great. They have been around since 1851. 174 years. Ridiculous. The oldest business in Florida. So one of the things that's kind of funny is if you ever go in there, ask them if you can take a peek in the warehouse. And when you go and look back behind the, like, you know, the separator or whatever, you see this massive warehouse that's got bins and shelves that go up to the 20-foot ceiling that have in it, I'm sure, they probably have nuts and bolts from the 1800s in there. Like, they just have, you know, it's like, think of your grandpa's workshop. Only if it's been operating for 174 years. It's just got all this stuff. And what that means is there's no problem they can't help you solve. No problem. They've got it in stock. They've got it in-house. If there is some specified product that's new that the engineer wants or the architect wants, they can order that for you. Whatever it is, okay? And they know how to use the stuff. And they have that institutional knowledge that you just don't get anywhere else. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Grab your blanket or lawn chair and get ready to relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Flow Like a Buffalo Band, playing rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences to make a unique sound that's impossible not to dance to. Catch it all this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3, also at AM 1620 if you're having trouble hearing us today because of the troposphere, sorry. But that's true. We're always available at other places, including News Radio Pensacola, the app, and online at newsradio923.com. We'll get to Dave Greenwood in just a second. Before that, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
All right. Well, we've got no accidents to report to you right now. Good news on that. Starting to see the backups on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and through Highway 29 exit. Due to that construction congestion delay. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday to give us a heads up and safety tips. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Anything this week that we need to know about? Anything that happened this week for your guards? Calm, busy?
It's been fairly calm. You know, school has started, so with that, you know, reduction in staffing. But I'm happy to say we'll have all the Gulf Front beaches open Saturday and Sunday, and this weekend looks to be beautiful out. It's nice and calm in the Gulf right now. Got a couple of recreational swimmers getting to swim in out there, so it's a beautiful morning out here, and we look to have a beautiful weekend.
Outstanding. Any advice on the conditions to expect this weekend?
Should be fairly calm. That's what we're expecting.
I will take it. Excellent. Anything else you want us to know before we let you go, Dave?
Oh, just that it's going to be a great weekend. And again, this is the better, you know, this is, I think, a beautiful time of the year. You know, business tends to slow down. We're waiting for fall to arrive. And I believe that comes Monday.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you for overseeing our guards, keeping our beaches safe, and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. 7:27 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, maybe you want to move to the beach so that you can do beach days every day. Or maybe you want to move from the beach because you're tired of beach days every day. I don't know. You're tired of the bridges. Or you want to move to Milton. Or you want to move to Cantonment. Or you want to move to Perdido Key. I don't know. You're you, not me, right? Okay, so based on whatever you're trying to do in your life, upsize, downsize, pick up a rental, shed a rental, I don't know. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help you with that. They sold 165 homes last year, routinely, three and a half, four, every single week, week after week. They're closing homes, making deals, getting all the way to the end. Because, you know, look, a lot of realtors maybe would be thrilled to sell a home a month. And when you sell 10 a year, 12 a year, something like that, you have a certain level of expertise. When you sell, you know, 165, you have a certain level of expertise, and that's what you get with them is knowledge of the market, understanding what you do and don't have to say yes to, what you can and can't ask for and when you're trying to buy, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996. Let's see, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The results of an autopsy report on the cause of death for a black Delta State University student who was found hanging from a tree on campus this week have now been released. The Mississippi Medical Examiner's Office said 21-year-old Demetrivon Trey Reed was determined to have died as a result of a suicide. There have been a lot of various incidents at the university since that happened.
Pretty gruesome, too. I mean,
very much.
Think about whoever would have found that person. But that's true. wherever it happened. Anyway, go ahead. Horrible stuff.
Absolutely. Well, President Trump suggesting the FCC should potentially take licenses away from TV networks. He made those remarks Thursday on Air Force One, one day after Disney-owned ABC took Jimmy Kimmel off the air indefinitely, after the FCC threatened to take action after the comedian's comments about the assassin of Charlie Kirk. When asked if FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr should go after other talk show hosts, the president said that all of the evening shows are critical of him.
Here, let's play it. I got it. Ready?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mr. President, are you going to ask Brendan Carr to weigh in on other late-night hosts that you have said should be off the air?
Late-night host is on network television. There is a licensing. I'll give you an example. I read someplace that the networks were 97% against me. I got 97% negative. If they're 97% against, they give me only bad publicity.
Only bad publicity. The press.
I mean, they're getting a license. I would think maybe their license should be taken away. It would be up to Brendan Carr.
Maybe their license should be taken away if they don't give me the appropriate level of favorable or fair coverage. Weird territory right now.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping are talking this morning. That from Chinese state media. Major point in the future of TikTok in the U.S. Britain's outgoing spy chief, Sir Richard Moore, credits President Trump for trying to end Russia's war in Ukraine while bashing the Russian leader.
I have seen absolutely no evidence that President Putin has any interest in a negotiated peace short of Ukrainian capitulation. He is stringing us along.
President Trump wants the EU nations to stop buying Russian oil. Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, named Turning Point's new CEO. The group posting on X, it's what Charlie wanted.
We are here to support her from Arizona. You know, Arizona is her home as well, and we're going to be with her all the way.
That is Arizona Republican Congressman Abe Hamaday on Fox News at night. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 72. We've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. A New York man that's accused of attempting to threaten and intimidate Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers makes his first appearance in a Pensacola federal court next week. 35-year-old Justin Wright is due for his first appearance and arraignment. This is after multiple delays due to transport issues from Rikers Island in New York. He faces charges including cyber stalking and attempted extortion. Court documents say that Wright's actions placed Childers and her family in fear of their safety, including an arson incident at her home where a car burst into flames. The details of Wright's connections to Childers, though, are still largely sealed to protect an ongoing investigation. The man charged in the shooting at Mugs and Jugs Bar in 2023 has now been found guilty of second-degree murder, 27-year-old Christian Ketchup. He was convicted yesterday in the killing of Tierra Binion. She was shot to death outside of the bar after a confrontation between her and Ketchup's girlfriend, Rachel DeRise. Prosecutors said Ketchup intervened, which led to a violent altercation that ended with Binion being shot multiple times. He's set to be sentenced in November. The Studer Family Children's Hospital's new Angel Eye camera system has now been installed and dedicated in the NICU.
I mean, this is going to give the chance for those families to connect with their child when they can't be at bedside.
And that is Dr. Jason Fulland. He says many mothers that are sick or have other health issues when they give birth prematurely aren't able to go to the NICU to see their new baby. And this will enable them to see their child 24 hours a day and follow their health journey. Money for that camera system was raised by our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, during their 2024 Radiothon. Pegasus Laboratories celebrated the opening of their expanded facility in Pensacola with a ribbon cutting yesterday. The newly renovated site in Ellison Industrial Park is 172,000 square feet. Their goal is to enhance the production of high quality veterinary pharmaceuticals.
We've grown from, I think, maybe 100 employees, a little bit over 100 back when I got here, and we're roughly 200 today, and that'll continue to go up as we move forward.
And that's CEO Steve Clifford. The expansion was made possible through a collaborative effort involving Florida West Economic Development Alliance and a $2.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast. The initiative is expected to generate as many as 70 new jobs in the life sciences sector, which would reinforce the company's commitment to sustainable economic growth. Well, an investigation continuing after an Osceola County man died from injuries suffered on a ride at Universal Orlando. Kissimmee's Kevin Rodriguez Zavala died Wednesday after he went on the Stardust Racers roller coaster at Epic Universe. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says the man died of blunt impact injuries. He was 32. Right now, there's no word how he was hurt. The chief medical examiner called the death accidental, and officials are continuing an investigation into what happened. 7:35, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. It looks like I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. You're starting to see more of a backup this morning, congestion due to the construction in that area. Also, let's see here. If you're on Avalon Boulevard going southbound toward I-10, just a minor 4 or 5 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a beautiful day in store for us today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Saturday, 5% chance of a stray sprinkle, high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Looking beautiful into Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high near 90 degrees. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
A great day to be in Santa Rosa County and a great day to be in the free state of Florida. So I'm excited about being here. We've worked, with Leonardo, Clyde, he's been in my office in Tallahassee. We were at Leonardo in Italy when we did that trade mission. We see him in the Paris Air Show when everyone and their brother goes to that. And so, but we built a really good relationship with the company because we understand the opportunities that we have, particularly in Northwest Florida.
Yeah, the governor was here yesterday in Milton at the back gate of NES Whiting Field, where the new Leonardo facility just got ribbon cut yesterday. Huge day for Santa Rosa County. Also, that was the jet sound you heard in Milton yesterday, was the governor's jet flying in and out. So that was the, if you wondered, that's the exact sound that you heard. I had a chance to talk to one of the representatives from Leonardo about the project yesterday. Chris Lemieux is the director of networking capabilities for Leonardo.
Okay, so for people who have no idea, what did we just accomplish today?
This is, we cut the ribbon on our brand new facility here down in Milton, Florida, Santa Rosa County. Just been a great partnership with everyone involved, from our contractors, from the government here. Just really excited about it, bringing all this capability down to the area to support our commercial customers down in the area, from Gulf of Mexico down all through Florida, as well as our government customer, one of our primary government customers here, right across the fence at Whiting Aviation Field with 130 Navy training aircraft.
And that's part of this that I think maybe a lot of people haven't gotten the message about. They might know the Thrashers, they might know the 73s that are now the full fleet at NES Whiting Field. This week is the sundown for the 57s. But apart from the Navy machines, what else is going to happen here at this facility?
We'll be servicing our entire commercial fleet. In addition to that, repair and overhaul on components for our entire commercial fleet.
How many airframes is that? Like, what are we talking about here?
Just in North America, we're talking over 600 airframes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about four times the scope of what we just have here at Whiting Field is the total operation.
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of variety of airframes? They're not all the same 73 used in different ways. They're, like, there's one that's a CV-22 variant, right? You have a variety of different things.
We do. We have a 609 that's still under certification right now with FAA. That'll be the first civil certified tilt rotor ever.
That's an Osprey for regular people.
It is in some way. Various missions there, but that vertical lift capability and what the tilt rotors can do in terms of the additional airspeed that they're able to attain over a traditional rotor wing kind of starts to combine a little bit of the fixed wing capability with the rotor wing vertical lift capability. So really it'll be a huge milestone to have a civil certified tilt rotor out there.
So the 73s, the 609, what other platforms do you guys create?
We've got quite a few. So AW169, very big in VIP, also especially in medical, parapublic use as well. So great platform, one of our most recent platforms. AW139, we've been building that platform for over almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
at this point. And worldwide, over 1,200, 1,300 of those have been delivered to various customers.
Okay. And these are made in Philadelphia, or they're made in Italy, or both, or somewhere else?
Both. So in Philadelphia, we build the 119/TH-73 Thrasher.
Okay.
We also build 139s in Philadelphia.
Okay.
It's also our design hub and production and certification hub for the 609 tilt rotor.
So this is really going to be the central operating facility for your fleet once it's manufactured is going to be Milton.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
One of our forward-looking hubs. So we have a Part 145 up in Philadelphia as well that helps us support that area of the world or that area of the U.S. This has been a very strong advancement for us in capability and presence for all of our customers down in the Southeast.
Let's talk just some numbers to give people context. The price tag for this facility was
Right around $65 million, including all of the infrastructure, tooling, the multi-purpose test bench, etc.
And it will employ 150 people? Ish?
We can get to 150 easy.
Okay.
With where the site is at today. The site has also been strategically planned to be able to easily expand as well. So plenty of growth opportunities available.
How much did you guys learn from or pay attention to what's going on with ST at the Pensacola Airport in that regard of growth, opportunity, the aerospace, MRO, people that you might need to work here, kind of all of that?
Absolutely. We had some very good discussions with them at the onset to understand how the climate's been for them and how it's worked out. In fact, their engineering firm, Atkins Engineering, who designed their facility, was the same the same company who designed the facility here.
Your doors are cooler. Theirs slide, yours lift. I find them they're far more entertaining.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
What about employees? You know, one of the challenges has been pay scale and also finding people who are able to do the work. We've been doing everything we can, throwing as much mud against the wall to try to get kids into the pipeline to learn the operation so that ST, for example, has people to hire. I know you guys are going to be hiring a lot of veterans, and of course they bring certain skill sets that are already semi-compatible, but they can be trained. Talk about the pipeline for employee production too.
So far it's been fantastic. We've had a lot of success down in this area. At any given time, we really have a stack of resumes going for the next positions that that we're going to be hiring for.
Right.
I think it's been easier here, for sure, than other areas. For sure, with the veteran aspects, for sure. The entire military base that's here has been fantastic. In addition to that, though, and really one of the next steps as we start to expand is some of the partnerships we've had with Georgetown University, Florida State University, and some of the programs that they're running. It's great. And we look to partner and help build that, to build that and give opportunity with that.
We're talking here. This is an interview I did yesterday with Chris Lemieux. He's the director of networking capabilities for Leonardo at the new MRO facility they just ribbon cut yesterday outside of NAS Whiting Field. We'll get back to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect about a 10 to 12 minute construction congestion delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Chris Lemieux with Leonardo yesterday.
Are you going to service anybody outside of your own builds? Is there an intent to be a MRO for non-Leonardo products too?
We are very open to it.
Business is business, right?
We're very open to it.
Okay.
And in fact, a lot of the people we have in the facility now have a lot of experience in other OEM models, other military models. So we could ramp that up, scale that up very quickly if there's opportunity there.
So obviously I see a lot of Navy folks here, but I also see a lot of Air Force people here. And I just was wondering, what is the draw connection for Air Force, since it's primarily Navy and civilian that you guys work with? But you tell me.
So We are a supplier also to Boeing on the MH-139 program for the Air Force.
Okay.
So it's essentially the aircraft is built in Philadelphia at our facility. It is a variant of the civil AW-139 that the Air Force has contracted to Boeing.
Okay.
And so that's a very big contract, very big opportunity for us. And in fact, we have one out here on our ramp today, and we've got two in the hangar that we've been doing some heavy
skins. Okay.
Correct. So that's some heavy retrofit activity that we've been doing on those aircraft for the Air Force.
The ramp that's going to connect Whiting Field and here, there's a lot of construction equipment around. Where are we at on that project? That's not done yet, right?
It's not done quite yet. They're moving much quicker than I think we may have even initially anticipated. Fantastic initiative. Just makes it much easier for the Navy to bring aircraft over here if they need to.
They can truck them, not fly them, right?
Absolutely. Well, they can do both. They can do both. But, you know, if an aircraft's broken and it can't be flowing, then they'll be able to bring it right over here on a trailer and just super convenient for everyone.
What else do you want us to know? I feel like an absolute layman. I don't know some of the references and numbers that you're using, but I don't want to fail to ask a good question that you'd like to answer. What can the residents here know about what Leonardo's doing, what this operation means, your chance to just kind of fill in the gaps of anything I failed to ask properly?
We're excited to be here. It's been really just a successful initiative so far. A lot of great partnerships with the county, with the government, and with our future customers, existing and future customers. So we're really excited about it. We're excited to keep growing here. With regards to, as you mentioned before, the talent pool and what's available here, both through veterans and through some of the partnerships with A&P schools around here. Just to use this to extend our capability in America in general, and just to support all the customers we have in the region.
Last question, only because my brain works this way. So we got a bunch of Italians here. We got Italian flags out front. Should people who live in Santa Rosa County expect to see any Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Alfa Romeos running around that they wouldn't previously have seen as many of?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, dang it. Just the pretty helicopters.
Just the pretty helicopters, which do have an Italian heritage, but have been built here. Have been built here in the U.S. Very proud of the factory we have up in Philadelphia as well. I've been with the company for 19 years now. Just been fantastic. Really have loved the multicultural opportunity. But overall, with the footprint we have here, with what we've done in the Americas and the amount of time we've been in the Americas, it's, you know, just as much an American company in some ways as we have our Italian heritage and parent company supporting us to be effective here.
Well, Chris, thank you so much. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew.
I always know I'm kind of entitled to 3 or 4 minutes. When somebody spends 10 minutes with me, I'm like, thank you. You know, I appreciate it because I ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of weird questions.
You do. But it's okay, though. We understand.
I can see your face, John, when I asked him that question. You're like, did you really ask him about Lamborghinis?
What, the Florida?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, you got a bunch of Italian helicopter people.
I wanted the food. You should have asked about food. We're going to bring more Italian
food. Oh, yeah, it's not a bad idea. No, I did not ask him about that. So, all right, so there you go. and, you know, the couple of things that I learned that kind of takeaways about this. Number one is, always misperceptions. I had been thinking that this was going to be doing all the regular maintenance, the daily maintenance for the Thrashers that Whiting is using now. Because they just sundowned this week the 57, the old Sea Ranger, or they call it the Jet Ranger, whatever. And it's actually having a sundown ceremony at 1 o'clock at NES Pensacola today. The last flights have already been done. It's going to be taken over there, and it's going to, you know, they're going to turn over the logbook to the museum and whatever. And now they're 100% onto the Thrashers, the new one, the Leonardo helicopter, the TH-73. And so that's what you're seeing in the air right now. They've been gradually converting, and they're 100% converted. I had been thinking the day-to-day maintenance would be done at this facility. That's not what happens. The day-to-day maintenance is still done, you know, by the contractee that the Navy uses on NES Whiting Field. That's not changing. The only thing that is changing a little bit is they're going to focus 100% on this platform, whereas until now they've kind of been split between the 57s and the 73s, and as you can understand, that's not ideal for an organization. And by the way, the reason they don't use Navy personnel, number one, is because we don't have enough Navy personnel to go around already. We're trying to staff all the boats and all that. But also, when you have the long-term contract with a maintenance organization, you have that institutional knowledge and people who have done it and done it and done it a long time, as opposed to, look, the reality is when you have, you know, the Navy maintainers, for example, they're changing over all the time. At, you know, even if they're there for 3 years, it's a year to learn. It's a year to get, you know, it's just, it makes more sense. That's why they do contracting work. Same thing at NES Pensacola for a lot of this stuff, is because it really makes more sense. Anyway, the other thing, so what they do is they bring them over when they do, not their oil change, but when they do their like 100,000 mile overall tune-up and rebuild. That's what they're going over to this facility for. But all the other ones that they do, they had Air Force choppers in the bay already that they were working on. They got, so you're going to see more gray skins flying over Whiting in that vicinity. You're just going to see a lot of cool stuff. So anyway, they've got the 609, I think, which is their civilian version of the Osprey that they are building. So there's going to be a general aviation version of the tiltrotor Osprey. It's a little smaller, but that's going to be something that it's in the certification process right now, but when that gets done, they'll have that.
They're going to be building it at Whiting?
Not building. They're going to be maintaining it. Yeah.
Okay. So I should see them fly over.
But there is a long-term possibility that they would expand this operation to service helicopters that aren't Leonardo, as I asked him about, and also to manufacture. He didn't talk about that, but some other people did, that they might build a manufacturing plant in Milton also. That's a potential. They build them all in Philadelphia right now. So anyway, this is a big deal. This is really big news for the area. All right, 7:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA.
When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Joann Fabrics may be closed, but you'll find all you need at Daryl's Sewing in Pensacola. Daryl's is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of fabrics, sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available coming up in October. Learn to Sew classes will happen every Wednesday evening, and lots of other classes are scheduled for this fall. Get registered now at sewinginpensacola.com. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, this morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
I love it when a band makes a song that's not as well known, but is really good and is kind of outside of what you think of their sound being.
Yeah.
That's Def Leppard.
What?
Right.
That's Def Leppard?
Doesn't it kind of sound vaguely like Christian alternative from the 90s?
It does.
You know, if that were like, praise Jesus and read your hymnal.
Read your hymnal.
I don't know. Nothing but the blood of Def Leppard.
Awesome.
756 on News Radio.
Nothing but the blood.
Oh. I don't know. Okay, I want to make. All right, I'm gonna make a joke. I already feel bad about making this joke.
Okay,
but it's okay. You have my permission to laugh at this joke. Are you ready? Maybe they could have made a song about how the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
Oh wow!
Come on, because it's a Bible reference.
I know. Okay, so let's get in traffic real quick.
How can a guy get better as a drummer when he loses an arm? How is that possible? It's an amazing story. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just that minor delay on I-10 eastbound before between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Still proud of working with me?
Still. Yeah, you're stuck with me, bro.
Fine. Let's see. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good.
Is David still proud to work with me?
Always. Always proud. Well, Andrew, the search continues today for the four U.S. Army service members that were on board a Black Hawk helicopter that crashed west of Olympia, Washington. As of last night, officials still had no update on them. The helicopter went down near Summit Lake Wednesday night during a training flight. Arizona officials say this Sunday's memorial service for Charlie Kirk will have Super Bowl-level security. That's going to be held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, the home of the NFL Cardinals. And TV personalities rallying behind Jimmy Kimmel after being suspended by ABC for his comments about Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. Stephen Colbert, whose late night show was also recently canceled by CBS, called it an assault on free speech. Retired late night icon David Letterman chiming in as well, saying, quote, sooner or later, everyone is going to be touched.
Yeah, they are all Jimmy Kimmel now, as they've said. I would also have loved them to say we are all Charlie Kirk now instead of just their own industry. But let's do, I mean, both. You can say both are wrong. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality vehicles, 300 or so on the lot. So that means, you know, cars that are low miles, like 10 to 40,000, you know, low years, 1 to 3 or 4, something like that. And then they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years, which, by the way, you don't pay extra for that. That's included. Like, that's part of the process. They know they've got good cars. That's why they don't mind offering this, right? It's fine. It's, you know, because we want to take care of you and gives you the confidence of knowing that you're going to have a car that's going to work for a long time. And they want you to come back. Like, they don't just want one transaction from you. They want all of your car purchases for the rest of your life, and they treat you differently because of it. You know, they're treating you like, you know, a long-term relationship instead of just one interaction. It feels different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hello.